Canadians might soon face a new tax when they enter the country. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has made provision in their 2014 budget proposal for a study on collecting fees from people entering the U.S. via land border crossings to defray security costs. Democratic Congressman Brian Higgins says if implemented, the plan would have a significant impact on the Buffalo-Niagara economy.
There are already too many fees. We are taxed, which pays for customs and border protection. There are fees at the Peace Bridge right now and other northern border crossings to pay for capital improvements, maintenance, and the like. I don't think that the Department of Homeland Security has advanced a compelling argument that a new fee is needed. We should be seeking to remove barriers to access at the northern border, not erect new ones.
Higgins says the amount of the proposed fee is unclear, and when he spoke to the Secretary of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, about the issue, she told him she was unfamiliar with the plan and had to get back to him. Buffalo Niagara Partnership CEO Andrew Rudnick says the tax would be a bad thing from a tourism point of view.
If those resources are put to efforts, technology, and people primarily that would facilitate the movement of people and goods across the border, then maybe that is something that we should look at in a balanced way.
Republican Representative Chris Collins agrees. He says the minute fees are imposed, it sends a message to Canadians that they shouldn't cross the border. The measure has also earned criticism north of the border. In Buffalo, I'm Ashley Hassett for the Innovation Trail.